What's up, AfterBuzz? We're back, and tonight we're talking boom boom rooms, baptisms, and boot camp. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin. Nobody wants a little tight. One and two and three and four and get them sit-ups right and tuck your tummy tight and do your crunches light. Yeah, remember this?
Hey. This is for all those who aren't really fit, but we can pretend we're fit. Baby Angela Bassett over here.
I got a little quick 15 minutes in today. Yeah.
But y'all can't see my legs, but they on point.
What's up, y'all? We're back. I know we missed last week, so did you miss us? Are you a little bit?
I hope so.
I know.
Well, we back. Missing one person, but that's okay. So, y'all, tonight we're talking boom boom rooms, boot camp, and baptisms.
Okay.
I'm your girl, Brittany Q Hill, and I think overall tonight was probably one of the better episodes. Don't you think?
Yeah, it was funny.
We was cracking up
Hilarious.
We laughed the whole time. What do you guys think of the episode?
Well, it's your boy Jay Lamar, and I think that this episode was the best episode thus far in the Braxton Family Values franchise, to be honest. I have not laughed this hard during an episode. From Phaedra to Linnell to every, like, they were just Natalie.
They were just hilarious.
I could watch a whole season of all of them together. Like,
I agree.
So funny.
Okay, what's up, y'all? It's your girl Imani J, and I don't know if I could watch a whole season. It was definitely funny. We laughed the entire time. It was also very refreshing to see Tracy having her own show, kind of way, especially being like the black sheep of the family. Mm-hmm. This was very nice. I could tell she was uncomfortable at some points, and she really, truly did miss her sisters, and you could see that.
But yeah.
Funny.
I think it's cool, though, because, you know, we were first talking about, like, why are a bunch of other reality stars coming to the Braxtons? Like, what are they going to bring to the table? But it was actually the best episode yet.
Right.
So they kind of brought the energy a little bit. So cool. All right. So we have two episodes to cover tonight. So we're going to go ahead and jump into, like, the first episode, and then we're going to jump onto the second episode. So it's episode, I believe, 11 and 12. First topic of the night. Tracy was super, super, super hurt by one of her sisters saying she was dead to them.
Mm.
They didn't disclose which sister it was.
Who y'all think that was?
That's what we want to talk about. Who was it?
Well.
I mean, we can assume, but, like, honestly.
We already know it was Tamar Braxton.
Tamar.
It was clear and evident. The last time we were all together, we played the clips of what Tamar said during her social media rant in regards to Tracy and Tracy joining up with Natalie Nunn and Phaedra Parks and everybody. So we already know that Tamar is the one that's holding the biggest grudge.
Yeah.
So I know for a fact Tamar is the one that said it.
You know, because I don't think any of the sisters would go as far as saying she's dead to me.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, what?
Well, she already said that Tony, she talks to Tony. So X Tony off. Tawanda is just not that person.
Right.
Yeah.
And then Trina, we also seen Trina. Was it Trina that was on Bossip?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely don't think it was her.
Is it that serious? I don't think it's that serious.
She's
a spoiled brat.
Yeah, that too. But it's like your sister still has to make her money. And everyone's struggle is not the same. So if this is the way that she has to continue to support her family.
She got to do what she got to do.
Yeah, and as a sister, you should support that. Do your thing, but let her do hers.
Yeah, right. If my contract says that I make this amount of money and I'm okay with it, and you're mad because you want more in your contract, since you fight your battle,
I
won mine already.
Right.
Because, you know, Tracy done moved to her whole new house.
Moving on up to the east side.
And she really did because she bought a National Harbor in D.C., so she doing that.
I ain't mad at it, sis. Live your best life. It's her time.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? I think it's just sad that Tamar and all the other sisters won't, you know, be there in congratulatory love for her. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, this is your season.
I think for Tamar, because she was the breakout star of this show, and that now that spotlight has completely shifted, to someone.
She's salty.
She mad. Yeah. Because Tracy is like, we are a little bit more focused on Tracy right now.
Yeah.
And I think we could be focused on Tracy for a little while longer because Tamar is just like going cuckoo for cuckoo puffs. And I'm sure we'll get into that later on in the episode.
Yeah, too, so crazy. It's wild. It's like, it's your sister. Come on now. Like,
yeah. Mm. All right, moving on to the second topic for this episode. So, if you guys recall, baby Kevin was... Papa wanted to baptize.
Papa.
That's what he called it. So, Papa wanted to be the one to baptize and dedicate the baby. The issue was that... is it little Kevin? Is that his name, little Kevin? Him and Olivia grew up different denominations, I believe, of Christianity. And so he told Papa, we got to talk about it. So the question is, if you have a child in a household with two different religions, who gets to make the decision on how that child gets to grow up?
Oh, that's very tough. That's very tough because Olivia said that she's Seventh-day Adventist.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And she said, you know, blessings of children for Seventh-day Adventists are between the ages of 5 and 10.
Right.
Of course, with the Christian faith, you know, whether you Baptist, I mean, no matter what you are, Pentecostal or whatever, you know, we baptize babies 2, 3 months, 3 weeks, 5
quick,
seconds.
Yes.
As soon as they come
out
the womb.
Get that baby on the guy.
Right. Right. Bless them
right
now, Lord.
They need it.
But I think I think you have to come to an agreement. I have friends whose parents were, the father was Muslim and the mother was Christian. And they said that, you know, their dad took them to, you know, service, and their mom took them to service, and once they got to a certain age, their parents were like, well, you guys pick and choose. Do you want to follow the Muslim religion, or do you want to follow Christianity? It's completely up to you.
And I think we've seen that with baby K3, because even though they ended up dedicating the baby's life to God, they're still like, you know, when he's older, he will be able to make his own decision. But let's just introduce him to something.
So. I think what you said was a good resolution as far as, like, you know, the mother can take him to her mass or whatever, and then the father can do that. But then as they grow older, they can make the decision as to what they're going to follow.
Yeah.
And that's pretty good because you're exposing a child to so much and so many lessons that are almost essentially, like, very similar.
Yeah, I had a friend. I have a friend who's going through just, like, a similar situation. And she said that she definitely wants her children to be exposed to all different aspects of religion, and then for them to make that decision.
Yeah.
You know, so I hope all my babies, you know, follow my lead.
Well, to piggyback off of that, do you guys think that it's important to be equally yoked?
I think that is very important.
Very important. Mm-hmm. Very important. I mean, it's not balance.
It's not even just on, like, a religion type level. It's so many different aspects that goes into that equally yoked concept.
Yeah.
But that is important because you don't want to feel out of place and out of order within yourself because you're going against your own moral values.
Exactly.
Compromising a lot. Right. Is that a deal breaker for you guys? Like, if you meet somebody who is a different religion, is that kind of steer you in a different direction?
It's hard. I think it would be hard to say that, you know, because I'm a faithful believer and, you know, I go to church, you know, every Sunday or every other Sunday, and have somebody like, well, when I get up and go to church, they're in the bed.
Yeah.
And I want to come home and talk about the sermon. And they're like, I don't care. Like, that would be kind of hard for me.
Yeah, that is true. For me, it really depends. Like, we had this discussion. I'm still very young. My grandmother is a pastor. But for me, it's just, I'd have to experience that. But I don't think it's something. It's just like, I don't know, dating outside of your race for me. Mm-hmm. It's a comfort thing. And so, like you were saying, if I come home from church and I want to discuss the sermon and you're not interested, then what are we going to talk about?
Well, like, I want to talk about so many things. There will be no heathens that come your way. No heathens. You don't need no heathens.
I don't.
I've had enough of us both.
Right. It's not so much a deal breaker, but it is kind of like, you know, as you grow closer in intimacy, I think that it will become an issue. I've attempted to date somebody with a different religion. I think he was Muslim. And it wasn't so much an issue. It was just a lot of, like, healthy disagreements, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think, like, long-term marriage, I do think that it's more important to be.
Yeah,
and that's even healthy to realize that as well, because it's not like, I'm not salty or anything. I tried it, and I realized that this isn't for me.
Right.
Yeah, it was good to see them in this episode, though, like, for them to come to that mutual agreement for the baby. I thought that was like really dope and mature.
Yes.
Yeah. They seem so, little Kevin and Olivia seem so, well, like they call him little Kevin, but like Kevin Jr.
Yeah.
Seems
K2.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. The baby's K3.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it was good to see K2, like, and Olivia be so mature. That's a very mature. And they're like 20, 21, 22.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's a very mature decision for them.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of the baby, though, can we just relish in how cute he is? Yes. That baby is precious.
Oh, my gosh.
He's so cute. You know, sometimes babies look a little funny when they, like, four. You take a little while to come into themselves. Yeah. But he's cute.
He I want one. Yeah.
You have one so I can babysit.
Okay. give me about 5 more years.
All right. So,
speaking of babies and all this other stuff.
Don't look at me. I ain't pregnant. I just had a big lunch.
Did you say you ain't pregnant? I'm done. I am officially done.
Why you sounding at me like, speaking of babies? What?
Okay, well, we not having no babies here at AfterBuzz, but check this out.
This month.
So... Our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans, but we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional, so hit that subscribe button for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did in the comments, so we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Thank y'all.
Yes. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button.
Yes. And, then,
and the thumbs up on our episode.
All of that.
And 5 stars on the podcast, please.
Yes.
So y'all know this is my favorite time of the show, right?
What?
Special segment time. Jay Lamar's special segment. And it's juicy. Y'all ready?
Bounce.
Turn it up, yeah. I don't see nothing wrong. Hey.
This two-step I'm doing under the desk, y'all.
He got that little head bob. Hey, all right. So it's my favorite segment of the show. This is Jay Lamar's special relationship segment. If you guys didn't already know, Jay Lamar is a real-life relationship expert and matchmaker.
In real life.
And so the question for you today, so in episode 11, Tracy and her husband, now that they got a new house, they decided to go shopping for a boom boom room. Now, if y'all don't know what a boom boom room is, a boom boom room is where you dedicate a specific room to getting it on and doing all your little bumping grind on it.
Just
yeah, do whatever. Whatever pleases all your senses.
So I'm gonna need a boom boom room.
I know, right? That was the first time actually really hearing about a boom boom room. I never heard of that.
I have.
I know.
I don't know. I mean,
she been in that Bible.
No, I mean, you know, we just do it anyway.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Get them blessings.
The question for you is, what are some things that a couple can do to keep the passion alive once the fireworks stage has passed?
So the boom boom room, that's a prime example of a couple trying to relight the sexual tension in their relationship, which is so dope. So I'm gonna tell y'all a quick little story. So when I was 19 years old, I worked in a hospital setting with like a bunch of older married women. And every Friday, there was this lady named Miss Cat. Miss Cat would go to the restroom after her shift, change her clothes. It would either be a skirt, some Daisy Dukes or something. And she was like older, like her 40s. And she would walk out. And she would always have on a hat. So I was like, this is like the 5th or 6th Friday. I'm like, what is she doing? So I asked her, I said, Miss Cat, where do you go every Friday with these Daisy Dukes on this hat? She said, I go to my husband's job to pick up his check.
Oh.
But he only likes his mistress to come pick up his check on Fridays. I said, what?
Wait a minute.
She said, let me tell you something. When you been married for 20 years, she said, you got to be the wife, the best friend.
I know that's right.
So she said on Friday, when she picks up the check, it's role play.
Ooh, I just got chills.
Right. So she said that she go picks up the check on Friday. In like this like disguise kind of sort of, but you tell it's her. And like they play around on lunch break or whatever the case may be. And he like gives her the check and he says, you know, don't tell my wife I gave you my check.
Ooh, oh my god, that's saucy. I love it.
They were doing it for the past like 5 or 6 years. Wow. Every Friday. That's like fun. We haven't missed a Friday.
It's kind of like an alter ego a little bit.
Yeah, so I said like that is something that I would tell couples to do, like spice it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Don't be getting busy in a car on your on lunch in your work parking lot.
Not in a work parking lot. I mean, we got
20 minutes left. What you trying to do? That is funny.
But yeah, I think that like you got to keep it spicy. So stuff like that, especially like role play situations.
Yeah. Now, what is something that men can do? You gave us what women can do. What is something that men can do to keep it alive?
I think men actually have to step outside of the comfort zone and do something different.
Mm-hmm.
Women and other people love romance.
Yes, so they do.
Whether it's a man dating another man or a man dating a woman, the opposite person that you're dating love romance. You have to figure out something that's romantic. Let me tell you something. Something as simple as somebody coming in from work and it's just nothing but candles and R. Kelly playing in the background.
Yes. Y'all taking notes.
You see you walking in the door?
So R. Kelly ain't being canceled
And you're like, girl, no. he was suspended, but he back. But imagine walking in the door from a long day of work on a Friday night.
Yeah.
And you just hear R. Kelly.
Yes.
And then you see them roses.
Oh, yes. I hope y'all taking those. Because everything you just said, is you hit the nail on the head.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that concludes.
You guys already know it.
Because I be doing.
Yes. Well, that concludes our special segment for today.
Ooh, news and gossip. Right,
I guess it's that time. TV y'all got the tea?
I got some tea.
What is it? Word on the curb.
Jay Lamar stays with the tea, okay?
What's the tea, sis?
Sis, the gossip of the day, baby. So, allegedly, Iyanla Van Zandt and the girls, the Braxton Family Values sisters, all filmed an episode together.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's where the confusion comes in. So, it was reported through social media that Iyanla was filming Iyanla Van Zandt Fix My Life with the Braxton Family Values sisters.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, Iyanla is about to put out a statement real soon that actually it was not Iyanla Van Zandt Fix My Life that was filming. Iyanla was featured on Braxton Family Values. Okay. So, it was not OWN Network that brought the girls in. WeTV brought Iyanla in.
Got it.
And Iyanla signed a contract with them to do this episode with the girls.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you guys had seen, Tamar had a little rant about the situation.
What else is new?
where she was very upset and she called Iyanla several names.
Wow.
And she was very
upset. No, she didn't.
Yeah, she's her and her team. And she's very upset with Iyanla.
What'd she do?
I guess we'll have to find out.
Well, Iyanla be making everybody mad when she start pulling out the truth and get into the root of the situation.
Couldn't go on her show.
Because I think that...
I would love it. I couldn't be on the show. Can we do this behind closed doors?
I think that...
In private, right?
I think the situation is, I think with Tamar... Tamar loves talking about somebody else.
Yeah.
But when it's her turn... It hurts. I feel like each one of the sisters has an issue. Mm-hmm. So I can't wait to see Iyanla tap into each of the issues with each sister.
Right.
But it seems like Tracy Tawanda and Trina, they can take it. They can take it. They can say, okay, I did this. I owned it. I'm sorry.
Tamar can dish it, but she can't take it.
Yeah. So and to have a strong woman like Tamar and a strong woman like Iyanla collide.
I'm watching that episode. You hear me?
That's gonna be a good one.
I know it's going to be crazy.
Beloved.
Look. So I'm guessing that would be like towards probably like the end of the season or mid-season when everybody comes
together.
That's
probably going to be more like finale.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking. Oh, yeah.
That's going to be a good one.
It's going to blow up.
That's good tea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anything else?
That's it.
All right. Not bad. All right, let's move on to episode 12. Was it 12? Yep.
Episode.
Mm-hmm. Tell them to stay tuned.
Oh, stay tuned. Okay. Stay tuned for the next episode. We're going to wrap this one up, and then we're going to review the next episode in just a moment.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.